Well, we're a country of phenomenal wealth for a few, and an increasingly large population of homeless are being kept warm with, get this, repurposed chip bags. Now, the founder and national coordinator of the Chip Packet Project New Zealand is Tarina Griffiths, who's with us this morning. Tarina, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on the program.
What an honour and privilege. Thank you for having me.
Tēnā koe, Tarina. Firstly, you know, we know that many of the people who are homeless in this land are our people, Māori, and we feel for their real hardships. If this is what our country's come to, you know, with super wealth in some sectors, but absolutely desperate in others. But I've never heard of using repurposed chip bags to help the homeless. Perhaps you can tell us more. How are they made? Who makes them? And where did this idea come from, Tarina?
Thank you, Dale. Look, you're absolutely right to think it is bizarre. It is bizarre. We haven't had anything like this happening in New Zealand before. We kicked things off in 2021 when some of us during lockdown might have been eating a few more chippies than normal. And we discovered that that foil wrapper that your chips come in can actually be repurposed through a little bit of heat and a wooden chopping board. It seriously is that simple. They can be fused and made into a myriad of products. The biggest one that we've got flying out the doors at the moment is our thermal survival blankets. The best thing, I think, is to think about our search and rescue blankets. So we make a durable search and rescue thermal blanket out of chip packets, but it's not just chip packets. I have a small issue with ginger nuts, and I'm a dunker, so I have two biscuits to get into my cup of tea. It doesn't take me long to get through a packet. Well, those biscuits also come in a foil wrapper, so any foil can be used. We make thermal survival blankets, we make pillows, we make ground rolls for those who are out on the street, and then we make thermal survival blankets for those who are living in cars and garages and in substandard housing.
Oh, well, I take my hat off to you. And just interestingly, when I picked up the mukus from Kura the other day, Tarina, I noticed a bin that was set aside specifically for chip packets, and it was the first time I'd encountered that. But perhaps it marries in with what you are doing. I mean, why throw out products that can be repurposed and utilised for good? And obviously they fold up easy. And tell us about their warming powers as against a blanket. Compare where we're at there.
Certainly. Well, I want to highlight two other things too, if you don't mind, Dale. That chip packet, that foil packet, when we put it in the rubbish bin, when we have been putting it in the rubbish bin, that takes a minimum of 80 years to decompose in landfill. By not putting them in the rubbish bin, by understanding that foil is a reusable resource, by getting it into a chip packet project collection point, I've had to work hard to be able to say that clearly. I'll do it again. A chip packet project collection point, you're giving us the raw materials to be able to make these thermal survival blankets. Now, these thermal survival blankets, the silver reflects your body heat, as it does with search and rescue. The thermal qualities of silver reflects your body heat back into you. So for our Auckland brothers and sisters, we have survival blankets. For those further down country, we have modified our blankets to service the needs. Some need to be a little bit wider for more wraparound in Wellington, or we create a survival pouch for your sleeping bag for those living in Christchurch and Dunedin. So we have 29 collection points up and down the country. In New Zealand, we spend about $150 million on chips alone. That staggered me. So if we can spend $150 million worth on chips, it's why not utilise that foil to turn around and serve our communities better?
Well, it's a no-brainer. Congratulations for getting the connections right to make it a reality. I'm sort of picturing well-meaning sowers across the country, you know, diligently putting chip packets together for the end product, ultimately, to help out those in great need. Where do you come up, or how do you come up with the volunteers, I'm assuming, who are helping out in that regard?
You're absolutely right, Dale. We are all volunteers in this project. We are all volunteers together making something from nothing to help someone who has nothing. We are doing this through a little bit of heat, so it's a complete manual process. Every blanket takes 4 hours to make by a volunteer. That's a lot of aloha that goes into every blanket that is gifted out to those on the street. So we have volunteers up and down the country. We don't have enough volunteers because the need is just growing and growing and growing. In our Auckland space, we've been tasked by the Ministry of Social Development, we need to make 8,412 blankets just to help those here in Auckland. Throw in a natural disaster and that just escalates things. So we need more volunteers. We need your chip packets. Check out our website, chippacketproject.org. That's chippacketproject.org. All the instructional videos on how to make them are there and free for you to use. If you do not help, if you do not think that you can help us, then surely you should be making one for yourselves for your civil defence kits or your emergency kits.
Really interesting. Look, we're in election mode here, and sadly, as the politicians talk about all the big ticket items, the plight of the homeless is relatively untouched. And you and your organisation, those working for you, would realise just how serious an issue it is. But I do take my hat off to you, Tarina, because many of us look towards Wellington for the solutions. You've mobilised a crew that are just getting on with it and doing what you can to help. What is what's your assessment of the realities for those who are kāinga kore, don't have a house to live in?
Don't have a house to live in, or are struggling in the house that they do live in. And that is a huge reality. In this post-COVID time, our incomes are still fixed. Our incomes are not changing. And when the groceries are going up, was it 8.3% that I read, that they've just gone up again? Our groceries, our petrol, our rents, our income is not stretching as far as it used to. The only thing that is flexible is what we can spend on food. Now, I know that there are families really struggling out there. So if we can alleviate some of that by you don't have to turn your heater on because you've got one of these blankets that is reflecting the heat back into you and keeping you warm. You've got one of these blankets over your bed, which is keeping you warm. Dale, both you and I know that if you have a warm night's sleep, then you can function that much better the next day. Chip Packet Project cannot guarantee a good night's sleep, but we can guarantee you a warm night's sleep. It is one small space that we can offer support and help to our hurting communities. And the hurt is not going to get any better anytime real soon.